Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. It's Peg, one of the great songs from the Aja album. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, one of my favorite people on the planet, CEO and president, second generation of Bottom Line Publications, BottomLineInc.com. Is that right, Sarah? Did I say it right?
You got it. BottomLineInc.com.
And their Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, which is awesome. And it's made in America. That's what I love about it. And it's in print if you want it that way. The yearbooks are unbelievable. I've got my beautiful stack in front of me. Sarah, thanks again for being here. I love your blog. And recently you talked about, you wrote about one which you titled Free is Not Free. Think free is free. Think again, you said. Tell us about it.
Well, it is. I mean, and I don't want to go political, but there's so much promise out there of free, free, free. Free healthcare, free tuition, yeah. Free everything. But yeah. Free, and as a direct marketer, we use the word free a lot because people love the word free, mm-hmm. Right? Well, every woman knows about the value of free premiums. You get free skin stuff when you go right. To the cosmetic counter or Halloween candy.
My wife is the points queen.
Right, exactly. And we love it. There's this, you know, it's our secret glutton in us. But there are a couple things about free. First of all, it costs. Don't think it's really free. The cost of your, you know, the mascara that you're buying is higher than it needs to be because somewhere in there is built in the price of free.
I've been saying that for years about mascara. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, call it mascara. Call it anything. Like, there's a cost to it when you want more service from a company, when you want
So are you saying that when you get something that's free, there's a pretty good chance you're just being manipulated?
Yes. There's no question about it. It's in there someplace. Even, you know, even the Internet, I always say my industry has gotten in a lot of trouble because no one wants to pay for information anymore. Because the Internet is free. So why do you want to pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for the fact that it's not free. Google, Facebook, they're all costing you in your privacy.
You are
they're
the product.
Taking data from you.
When you get something free online, you are the product. If you don't know that by now, I can't help you. But you're exactly right. I was listening to a commercial the other day. I'm a Dish subscriber. I use Dish networks at home. And they've got this fancy remote where they partnered with Google, that I can talk to my remote and give it and ask it for details about a player on playing the game or about what's coming up on a show or whatever, and they partnered with Google to get all that. Well, you know what? I don't have any digital personal assistants in my home. I don't use those things. I don't want to talk to Google like that.
Correct. They're collecting
because then they know what I want to know, and I mean, folks, that little remote is not giving you that information. There's an algorithm, and there's a whole team of peep marketers behind that algorithm somewhere in the cloud that can't wait to hear what you want to know about, so they can send you something.
Absolutely right. Now let me flip it the other way. So as business owners, you're training your customers to expect things that are free, to expect extras from you. And once customers are trained to get something for free, they're not going to want to pay for it in the future.
That's right.
Once you give them, you know, if you give them the habit of deep discounts, they're never going to pay retail. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the
free shipping, for example.
On the Internet, people won't pay for health information. We're having a very hard time getting people to pay for health information, even though ours is better, expert sourced, so much better than a lot of what's out there, except for the fact that people figure, I can get it for free from WebMD.
Mm-hmm.
So your customers don't value your goods and service as much in the same way. You know, you think about, I had a friend who came over and feng shuied my house years ago. And she said, and feng shui, you know, that's the Chinese art of placement and stuff. And she, you know, did all my old Chinese, the horoscope and where, you know, all of our little which way things should go and what colors. And she said, I'd love not to charge you for this, except that it won't have value. Right? Think about all those those little premiums. And you go to those trade shows and you stuff your pockets and your bags with all those free balls and knickknacks and stuff. What are they? They end up in a heap. They have no value to you whatsoever. So you want to
be exactly right. Whenever people that are friends of mine want to do something for me for free, if it's a favor, I'll let them do it because I'll do it back for them. But if it's something that I would have paid somebody else for, I pay them because I tell them, they say, no, you don't have to pay me. And I say, no, I expect performance. I want this done right. And if I pay you, I'm going to expect you to do it right. And I'm going to be able to say, come back, you didn't do it right.
And they're going to cut corners from their point of view. They're going to go, doing it for free. I don't have to do it all.
That's exactly right.
It's an insidious word. It sounds tempting. It sounds delicious. But underneath it are all these accidental backlashes in terms of the value of what you're
giving. And we're not talking about favors.
And the value of
doing something nice. No. We're not talking about doing something nice for somebody, a favor or something like that. That's not what we're not talking about being generous or anything like that. That's not what we're talking about, is it?
No. I'm talking about, this is the basic premise of a concept of relying on giving something free, doing something free, or expecting something for free. Mm-hmm. If we train all of our citizens to expect everything for free, they're never going to want to work for it, first of all, and we're going to run out of people that are going to be able to pay for it.
I'm afraid that we're raising generations to have that expectation, and that's time will tell if that's going to wind up being a good thing. Hold on to that thought. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Folks, go there and check it out. Have a bottom line experience of some kind. Their publication, their yearbooks. Check it out. BottomLineInc.com. Quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner, Tim Tindle. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.